Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you'd like. This live Sunday edition continues with me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've talked about marriage. We can come back around to that topic because we've got a lot of comments on Facebook, about a whole lot of comments on Facebook. Not so many on the air here, but we'll share some of your Facebook comments if we get the chance. Coming up, though, more immediately, been teasing this all night. Definitely don't want to not follow through if we can avoid it. And that is the list of the atheists' 10 commandments, at least according to somebody, and we'll try to figure out who here in just a moment. CNN has the story, and we first, though, go to your calls with Skype, where Nathan is on the line in Texas. Nathan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Well, marriage is a really complicated topic, so I just wanted to make a couple quick points about it. One, I was thinking about your decision to get a vasectomy that you you mentioned on yesterday's show.
Yes.
And to me, the only I thought about it, and the reason I came up with for that is the reality is that women are the gatekeepers of pregnancy in this country, meaning that a man can't take any birth control pills, but women can. So, in a sense, women are in sole control of whether or not they get pregnant.
That's not really true because right. You could not stick your penis in them.
Well, right, but I mean, supposing that sexual activity is taking place, it's sort of more up to the woman than the man whether
they
or not.
Don't have male birth control? I thought I heard something about there's some sort of thing. I don't know. I've never really looked into it because I don't have to.
Well,
I've had a vasectomy for a decade.
Well, that was my guess as to why you preferred that option because I mean that's the way I thought of it is that you know men don't really have control in that way in this society because of that. So you know if you find a woman who's you know maybe wants to have a baby and maybe rope you in or whatever. I mean I know that's a fear people bring up sometimes.
That's a totally legitimate fear. I mean having seen so many people have children they didn't plan for. And seen so many stories of men just sort of getting trapped by someone with whom they had a relationship, but ultimately it didn't work out. And then, oops, you got him pregnant. Oh, here you go. Now it's 5 months later, and she's had a baby or whatever, and you didn't know she was pregnant, and then surprise. And then also, you know, there's been even stories about just absolutely mind-blowing stories about men who donated sperm being found
that's crazy.
Easily liable for child support payments. And so it just seems to me like better to not have any spermies swimming around in there. And that would solve that problem. And it sure as hell did. In my opinion, it's the best $700 I've ever spent.
There have even been cases of, and people don't ever want to discuss this, but that it's possible for women to rape men. It is possible.
Sure.
No one wants to discuss that. And there have been cases where women have raped men, and then the men are responsible for child support.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Oh, and about the divorce, it's obviously a really complicated topic. One of the things I think plays into it is what you were alluding to, well, we have this baby now, kind of a scenario where people get into this situation, they enter this agreement, and they haven't thought through the consequences of it. You know, I read one story of a woman who was married for 9 years, found out her partner was gay. You know, people just, you know, I think a lot of it is bad ideas. People don't talk about, you know, how do you want to raise children? Do you want children? Are you, you know, even capable of having children? If you're gay, obviously, I don't know.
There's also a big societal factor as well where, you know, parents and grandparents have the expectation that they're going to have grandkids or kids and that they, you know, they want to live vicariously through their own children. And so if you don't follow through and get married, well, then you're disappointing your parents. And so there's also a push from a societal perspective for, you know, for people to get married.
Well, that's a good point. And that plays into it is that you might, you know, a lot of people might give into those pressures without actually thinking through what they're doing.
Right. Are you getting married because you want to get married or because your mom wants to see you in a dress? You
know, right. Or even discussing, the basics of, well, how are we going to raise these children? I mean, what if one parent wants to go to send the kids to a government school and the other thinks that, well, no, that would be bad. Let's do homeschooling. You know, if these issues come up 10 years like later.
Right. Stuff like that should be hammered out before you decide to get somebody pregnant. I totally agree. Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, with no further ado, the Ten Commandments, according to CNN. These are the atheists.
Oh, according to CNN, Ten Commandments. Thou shalt obey government.
No, I don't think they did not write the list.
Thou shalt.
There was actually a contest involved here. Let me give you more detail.
I'm just wondering, because I know there are a lot of, unfortunately, atheists who have substituted, they substitute God for the state. And it's like, thou shalt worship the state.
The other way around. They substitute the state for God.
Right, right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Story here from CNN. What if instead of climbing Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments from God, Moses had turned to the Israelites and asked, hey, what do you guys think we should do? Considering the Hebrews' bad behavior in the Bible, what with the coveting of neighbors' wives and murdering their own brothers, that might have been a disastrous idea. But in our more enlightened age, we're perfectly capable of crowdsourcing our own commandments, or at least that's what a new project would have us believe. This is written by Daniel Burke, CNN's religion editor. Lex Baer, an executive at Airbnb, and John Figdor, a humanist chaplain at Stanford University, delivered their own 10 non-commandments in a book.
Airbnb, which has been like outlawed in many places.
Is that true?
There you go. Yeah. Like New York, for example.
I know they've been going after Uber. I just haven't seen much
about
Airbnb.
Airbnb. It was outlawed in New York.
Wow.
Entirely.
All of New York or just the city?
I know the city. I don't know about all New York, but I know.
So they've written a book called Atheist Heart, Human Mind. Baer said the book forced him to clarify and articulate his own beliefs, and he thought others could benefit from doing the same. He said, a lot of atheist books are about whether to believe in God or not. We wanted to consider, okay, so you don't believe in God. What next? And that's actually a much harder question, he says. Enter the 10 Non-Commandments contest, in which atheists were asked to offer modern alternatives to the famous Decalogue. And to sweeten the pot, the contest offered $10,000 to the winning would-be Moses. If it helped boost atheist public image and drum up publicity for his book, all the better, said Baer. The contest drew more than 2,800 submissions from 18 countries and 27 U.S. states. According to Baer and Figdor, the proposed non-commandments range from the quizzical to the quixotic. From don't follow your nature to thriving in space is the ultimate goal. But we'll get to the full 10 here in a moment.
So the 10 all came from one person.
Presumably.
Especially what this is saying is that not just 10 individual ones that were voted upon and selected, it's 10 that all came from one person.
I don't know about that. It's not made clear here. It says a team of 13 judges selected 10 of the more sober. So it sounds to me like they're coming from different submissions.
So 10 Moseses.
Yeah. 10 of the most sober and serious submissions were selected and announced on Friday. There's nary a thou shalt among them, nothing specifically about murder, stealing, or adultery, although there is a version of the Golden Rule, which presumably would cover those crimes. If they lack faith in the divine, the atheist non-commandments display a robust faith in humankind, as if Silicon Valley had replaced Sinai. Baer said humans are hardwired for compassion, and the scientific method and wisdom of crowds or the tribes that gather online each day will weed out bad ideas. In other words, he says, this is an open-ended and hopefully progressive process. So, will the 10 ideas to form a new moral foundation for atheists, will the 10 ideas form a new moral foundation for atheists or build a Tower of Babel? Take a look and see what you think. Here they are, as chosen by these folks. We'll give you number one and then continue down the list throughout the show. Number one, be open-minded and willing to alter your beliefs with new evidence. I like that one.
I do. I don't think that one should be so open-minded that they let their brain fall out.
We'll talk more about it here in a moment. Kali is on the line in Virginia, listening in Lynchburg to WLNI. Hello, Kali.
Hi. I was actually, it's Kali, but
Kali.
I was interested in the very first one because the whole concept of opening your mind to different beliefs, having it be the atheist 10 commandments, wouldn't that be more agnostic than atheist?
That's an interesting point, right? Because the agnostic, says they don't know, which leaves them open to new ideas, whereas an atheist has essentially come to the conclusion that
there is no God.
No,
that's incorrect.
Is that incorrect?
No, yeah, that's incorrect. Atheist simply means without belief. There's a literal definition of atheist.
But there is belief in atheism that there is nothing.
Hang on. Let's continue this discussion, because I'm not sure if I agree with Johnson, but he is the atheist in the room, so stand by. Callie, more on the way with you, and your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas us today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. We'll take your calls about anything here at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about everything from marriage to activism, now to the world of the atheist and the new Ten Commandments. For and written by atheists. We've gone through one of the 10. We can continue on that list here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And we're going to get back to your calls about whatever's on your mind. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. There's a brand new piece of audio theater available. And you know what? There aren't very many pieces of audio theater that are even made these days. So this one is not just outstanding from the aspect that there's not much to compete with, but it's also outstanding in that they did a really good job with it. The music was originally created for In Freedom's Cause. The actors you may recognize: Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo from Sons of Anarchy, as well as Game of Thrones. Those are some of the people that are starring in Freedom's Cause. It's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. Now, if you've seen Braveheart, you know some of that story, but this one is historically accurate, and your children and your life will love it. There's a study guide available, and you can go to infreedomscause.com to learn more and get your special offer with code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. That's the coupon code that you'll need to get the family four-pack of CDs for half price. That's infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Callie is with us listening in Virginia to WLNI. Now, Callie, we had gotten into a conversation about the atheist Ten Commandments here, and you had stated, kind of pointing out the difference between agnostics and atheists, and Johnson disagreed. Callie, can you sort of recap what you said a moment ago?
I was just stating along the lines that if you are looking at an agnostic, they believe in accepting different views and beliefs, they just don't know which one's right. Whereas atheism traditionally has the line where if you don't believe in anything, you don't believe that there is a God, and that's the difference. But to believe
so
that,
I would venture.
Well, the atheists don't not believe in anything. The atheist just simply doesn't believe in a God. That's my understanding.
Right.
But Johnson, you're saying something different.
So, well, here's what I would venture to guess. Is I would venture to guess that you're a theist. Would I be accurate in that statement?
I wouldn't guess that.
Well, traditionally, the beginning of atheism, the whole idea was atheism throughout Western history was that you believe in the wrong God. It was never that you don't believe in a God, and it wasn't until the late 1900s that we started believing in no God, that there is no God. God is
so dead. Are you yourself an atheist, or are you religious?
I am a Christian, non-denominational,
Okay. Actually.
So charismatic Christian, just believe in the Word of God and Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Right.
And
the reason why I brought that up and said that is because you have this inaccurate belief of atheism. And
what's inaccurate?
Here's where it stems from. So
here's
what I would ask you.
About my belief in atheism.
Okay,
what's inaccurate?
You're saying that it's a belief that there is no God, which is not accurate. Because the first question I would ask you is, well, do you believe in unicorns? Do you believe that there's a giant green baby dragon that runs the universe?
I do not believe in any of that.
So you're an atheist.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Kelly, I got to disagree with Johnson on this one here. I mean, the dictionary definition of atheist is a person who denies or disbelieves the existence of a supreme being or beings. Not believing in a unicorn, there would be a different word for that, but it wouldn't be atheist.
That's inaccurate. It's all the atheist means, literally, the literal translation of that
word, theism,
is without belief. Whereas agnosticism is without knowledge. There are two definitions, is without belief and without knowledge. And so you can be without knowledge and without belief simultaneously. You can be an agnostic atheist. But simply being an atheist just means that you don't have a belief. I don't believe there
that is not the case.
I don't believe that there is
Are you telling me the word?
No.
Hold on.
That may
Kelly,
be
go
a
ahead.
Necessary case. Like, that may be your case that you don't believe in anything. But the majority of atheists believe that there is no God. They believe that evolution is the creation, and they believe in chance.
They simply go one step further than you do. They just all the atheists do is just go one step further than you do. I don't believe that there is a giant leprechaun running the universe any more than I believe that there's a big gray-bearded
Johnson,
sky daddy.
You've got your definition wrong. Your etymology is incorrect.
No, you're reading
the word theist is not.
I'm sorry that I don't go
belief.
By the old Oxford English Dictionary definition. I didn't know that they were the word police.
Theism has to do with the belief in God specifically. Theism is all about God. That's you know, it's part of the word. Here's the word origin from Greek, atheos, without God, denying the gods, abandon of the gods. The word theist doesn't mean belief. Atheist is without theism, without the belief in God.
Look up the etymology of the word theism.
Kelly, any final thoughts you want to throw out here?
My final thought is that for the atheist Ten Commandments to come out, I think it's hilarious because the Ten Commandments are the golden ten laws that the Israelites were given to govern them based on right and wrong, on what morals should be. And the beginning and the creation of America, our country was actually created on a moral belief that there is right and wrong. That's how our entire legal system operates. So,
oh, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if you've ever been involved with the legal system, but I've never been wronged so much in my whole life than by the government's legal system.
Well, the government's legal system has been corrupted by man, so and an atheist perspective that mankind would be the governing force of right and wrong, but just disproves that, in my opinion, that if we believe and put our faith in government and in the state, how many times have people been wronged by the government? How many times have people been wronged by the state? So why would you put your belief in something like human nature, which is inherently evil, versus God, which is good and which is just?
Well, look, I'm with you at least on part of what you said, in that I agree that it's humans are fallible and they, you know, are running the justice system, and that's part of the reason why, you know, it's an unjust system, because it just gives some men power over others, and then we shouldn't be surprised when they wield that power over others. But on the other hand, isn't that essentially an argument against many theistic belief systems, simply because, you know, they're run by humans? And humans were the ones who wrote the books, i.e. the Bible or the Quran or whatever books you want to talk about. And so therefore
not a lot of people like to acknowledge the fact that the three largest religions in the world are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And all three of those believe in the Old Testament. They disagree on the New Testament or the following document passed, like...
Well, argumentum ad populum is a logical fallacy. I mean, just because people believe something that's fairly consistent all around the world doesn't mean that they're necessarily correct, or that doesn't mean that those are the actual word of God or anything like that. I mean, the Bible was written by people.
That, but the whole concept that I'm trying to point out is that even though three different religions take three different things from the books of the Old Testament, for three different religions that have been at war with each other for God knows how long, to all agree that the Ten Commandments were given by God, that God created the heavens and the earth, that there is a commanding force in the universe, whether they want to call him Allah or whether they want to call him Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ, but the whole point is, for three different religions that encompass the entire world all over to all believe in the Old Testament, it tells you something. And then we get a new group that comes in the 1900s that says, oh, there is no God. We get humanism. We get deists. The whole
Deism isn't the same as atheism, obviously.
No.
But thank you, Kelly, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Well, it's certainly not uncommon for humans to believe in something that is greater than them, but just because they all agree on something, or because a lot of them agree, isn't an argument for it. That's a logical fallacy.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've been looking through our dictionaries and Wikipedias here about...
Word police!
Atheism. Sometimes it gets that way here on Free Talk Live. And it's important, though. Words are important. If you're going to be communicating, you should know what the hell the words are that you're communicating. And so we can talk further about that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark the conversation, though, about the atheist thing, Johnson, so we can come back to it. Because we have other folks who would like to talk about other things, like Tina listening in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, to Kiva. Hey, Tina.
Hey, how are you?
Whoa, oh my God, you are very, very loud. I would just like to invite you to back off your phone, maybe by about an inch or two, and let's see if that sounds any better.
Okay, how's that?
Oh, much better. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, I was going to comment on what you guys were talking about earlier with people not getting married because of, you know, watching pornography and whatnot. But quite frankly, I got distracted with Kelly's call because she asked why we would put faith in people rather than God. Why we would do that, and I have to say that nothing in the Bible seems true, because I've never seen a talking snake. I don't know about you. Have any of you guys?
I, No, I've definitely not seen a talking snake, but I don't know if I took enough hallucinogens, I might be able to do
that. There is that movie, the Disney movie, The Jungle Book, that had that talking snake, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, in TV, right? Oh, my God.
Can you do me a favor again, Tina? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bug you about this. Can you back away from the phone even more? We've got a really bad connection, and I don't know if that's going to fix it, but for a moment it seemed like it did.
Okay, how's that?
Okay.
Much better.
That's much better. Yeah, it was really overmodulated before.
Sorry. Okay, so anyway, so I've never seen anybody part a sea. I've never seen one man feed 5,000 with two fishes and one loaf of bread. And quite frankly, I feel like because of this, I have the right not to believe in anything.
Didn't David Blaine do that? Or David Copperfield?
I don't know.
Didn't they? I mean, at one point, certainly they must be.
Were you there?
Jesus, right?
Were you there? You know what I mean? Nobody can really claim anything.
I've had friends who were there and say that he teleported. That David Copperfield teleported. He must have magical powers.
No, I was just talking about the old stories from, from whenever. But you're right. You're trusting other people to be telling the truth. You're trusting their interpretations of what it was that allegedly happened, that had been written down and then edited and then edited again.
We're talking through thousands of mouths here and words here, and it is just not possible. Have you ever played the game of telephone?
Oh, sure. That's always
okay,
fun.
10 people in a room can't even get one sentence right.
Yeah.
So let alone a whole book. And on top of that, when we go through the Bible, we actually subconsciously, we don't even know. People can say the Bible is a good book. It's morally, you know, it gives good morals and values, etc. But subconsciously, when you're reading that book, you're picking up a whole nother issue. And this issue is this, is that in the very beginning, God isn't as truthful with Adam and Eve. He actually lies to them and tells them they're going to die if they eat the apple. And then when they do eat the apple, he bans them from the garden and whatnot. But he told them they would die. So the king of lies, the snake in the garden, who was supposedly the liar to begin with, actually got caught telling the truth. You know, but that's just one contradiction. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. And you see nothing. You don't see God forgiving in the Bible. I see him banning Israelites into the 40 years of wilderness.
We're doing a licensed radio show. I mean, our show's not licensed, but we're on a bunch of licensed radio stations. And so, therefore, we got to kind of protect our affiliates. And that means you can't say the F word on the radio. I'm sorry. I thought she was on a roll there, too.
She was possessed, obviously, by Satan. Clearly.
She was definitely, passionate, and I appreciate the passion. I do appreciate that. Obviously,
the devil got into her.
Now that we're talking about religious stuff, the phones are blowing up. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, and you can bring up anything you want. Colin's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Colin.
Hey, how's it going, man? I actually had a question about the recent Free Kane videos that got put up. I think it was by Rich Paul was the latest one, and then Garrett before that.
Freekeen.com. I don't think Rich Paul has put up any videos, but...
I'm sorry. I'm not talking about right on Freekeen.com. I'm talking about the YouTube channel.
The Freekeen YouTube channel. Okay. So which one specifically did you want to talk about?
It's not really about it, but it helps me lay my foundation for my question. So there's the video of Rich Paul and this other dude, like, and there's a guy, like, I guess he's across the street, and he's friggin' like crazy, and he's talking, and like, and the one dude, I guess who was Rich Paul's friend, said something like, you know, you woke up a baby when you drove by honking your horn really loud. And
he's talking about the Boston Strong threatens to make kids' lives a living hell video.
I heard that, and that was kind of appalling. But the other weird, you know, and I know you guys do the Robin Hooding thing, and I know that's a pretty hot issue in New Hampshire, but. There are just some people that seem to be like really mean to you guys, and I'm just not sure why. And I was wondering what your thoughts about it are, Ian. Like why?
Sure. Well, that's not a problem. I mean, what you're referring to is Boston Strong. It's the nickname for a man named Matthew Schmidt, who lives here just down the street, literally a few houses away from the LRN.FM studios. And he's one of a group of people that is probably as strong as a few dozen. They claim that they've got over 1,000 people in their group, but that's just a Facebook group, and you can add whoever you want to a Facebook group. But in real life, we've seen as many as 20 or 21 of them out at any moment. So I think it's safe to say there's a few dozen of them that are relatively active.
If we're going to be literally here, I can tell you that there are roughly 256. I've done the numbers of people who have on that group who have commented or liked a nasty post.
Yeah, but how many of them are in the Keene area? Because there are people in
right.
that group who
yeah,
are not.
Yep, there are absolutely
here.
Some of those people who are not in, and actually I would say a good portion yeah. of them. And then of that group, out of the people who have added themselves to that group, for instance, I've done a little bit of statistical work just to look at it. Out of that group, about 120 or so added themselves to the group.
Versus
out of
added.
1,000 some odd, 49 or something like
yeah.
this. I'm like that. Yeah, 1549, I think, is what it was last at that I checked. And, out of those, about 100 of them added themselves, like a little over 100 added
yeah.
themselves. Everybody else was just added to the group, which, who knows, some of them could be sock puppet fake accounts.
There's
some of them
no
could be family members
dozen.
That are like old people that never check their
go
Facebook
look at their,
accounts.
Go look at their Twitter account.
It becomes
now.
Very clear.
There's no more than a few dozen
yeah.
of them that are active.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Colin, to answer your question, it shouldn't be surprising that Stop Free Keene exists. Boston Strong is one of the members of this group called Stop Free Keene, with 3 exclamation marks in all capital letters. And
I've heard of it. Trust me, I just didn't know he was a part of it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise that they exist and that people are angry and upset, because in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, we have activists doing activism, and activism by its nature is going to upset people because of, well, the fact is the activists represent the idea of change.
And they're super classy folks, so let me get this. So, I haven't announced this yet on the radio.
Should you?
I'm going to.
Okay.
So, last week... I got a, I mentioned the family, though there was a family tragedy earlier on the air, mm-hmm. and that family tragedy was last week. My brother died. He died of an overdose.
Younger brother.
He was 21. And Stop Free Keene chose to make that
the
day.
Website.
They found out. Stop Free Keene, the website. I believe, I'm not 100% sure, that it was Josh Erickson, one of the main admins, because of the writing style of the mm-hmm. post. They decided to make a post about me on that day just to say that I'm paranoid, because I said that I wanted to block some Stop Free Keene earlier that week from my Facebook page because they're posting private things from people's profiles.
So you think they targeted you because you
Oh, absolutely.
Died?
And they admitted it. They admitted it on a later post. They made a second post about me.
All right, tell you what, Colin.
They said that they were aware.
We'll continue to address this. Hang on if you want to further comment. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You do activism, people are not going to like it.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. If you're already on the line, we're going to do our best to get you in here. Johnson, we're going to have to hold the rest of these atheist commandments.
So.
We got through one of the ten, and as tends to happen here on Free Talk Live, hour three is the hour that everyone decides they have an opinion to share. Like, we've been talking for 3 hours, and it's the third hour where everyone wants to call in, which is fine. We can handle that. And the toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com if you like this program.
Maybe Lauren won't want to come in, and we can do the Atheist Ten Commandments on Christmas.
It is Christmas. Yeah, I mean, it will be Christmas Day. You're welcome to come sit in if you want, Justin.
Okay.
I mean, Mark's not here, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it'd be you, me, and Lauren if she comes in, and then...
Yeah, if you want. You're welcome.
Hey,
to come
she's
back.
An objectivist. That's basically almost an atheist, right? I mean,
we'll talk to her about that. I don't know what her religious belief system is.
I know Ayn Rand was an atheist, that's for sure.
So, anyway, let's join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program if you like Free Talk Live. Now, remember, you don't have to agree with all the hosts on Free Talk Live to like the show. If you appreciate that we're talking about the ideas of liberty on a regular basis on national radio, on over 150 radio stations, and let's say you want to help us grow that number to, oh, I don't know, 300, 400. It's all possible. We can do it with your $5 a month. That's all it takes to join the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month. We will invest that into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations. We'll also bring new internet listeners on board, and we will expand our satellite footprint around the world so people who don't have internet access or local radio stations can still listen to us, like we're being listened to in Cameroon, Africa. I got a text message on Skype from a guy in Ghana recently who's listening to the show. So very cool. Different ways to reach out with the ideas of freedom, and you can do it for $5 a month, the price of a fancy cup of coffee. If that's what the show's worth, please step up at amp.freetalklive.com. Don't think someone else is going to do it. You've got to be the one to do it. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. The guy we had on a moment ago was asking about the pushback that some of the activists here in New Hampshire, in Keene specifically, have received from a group of local haters. And I'll use that term because there's a lot of hate that comes out of Stop Free Keene. Stop Free Keene is a Facebook
page. They deny that they're a hate group.
They do, but there's a lot of hate in there.
And yet, when featured, somehow, that Colbert Report thing that came out featured, like, a whole bunch of people who have done some, like, really violent, basically, crimes against Keene activists.
True.
Like, it was, like, mugshot after mugshot of people that have, like, you know, these are all people that have...
Yeah,
literally engaged in violence.
Yeah, but Stop Free Keene would point out that those people are not in their group.
Yes, they are. They might point it out, but then they'd be lying because you can go and look up those people's names and they're in Stop Free Keene.
I thought they had gotten rid of them at some
point. No, they're there. I know at least two of them are.
Okay. Well, anyway, Stop Free Keene came about because of the liberty activism happening here in Keene, which has been noteworthy and has been newsworthy and has been generating headlines. And, you know, we were on the Colbert Report where they made fun of us, and that was what we expected. And that's cool with me. But a lot of people are not cool with the activism happening here in Keene, and some of them are within the liberty movement, too. There's, like, one guy who's a Free Stater who's in Stop Free Keene. And just to summarize it, because we do have other folks waiting patiently here, if you're doing activism...
A Free Stater who no one's ever met, by the way.
Like, that's true. If you're doing activism that makes an impact... Now, you can argue about the impact and whether or not it's a good impact or a bad impact or whatever, or whether it was good activism or bad activism, or could it have been improved in what ways. You can argue over the details. But the fact is, the activists in Keene are noteworthy nationally and internationally because of the activism done here, whether it's Robin Hooding, saving people from parking tickets is what that means, or Cop Block. You know, the founders of Cop Block have lived here in Keene. One of them does live here in Keene right now. So these are on the streets, in the streets sort of activism that is very visible. It creates controversy. You get the 420 celebrations that happened here, very historic type of activism. When you do things, people will have opinions about those things. And guess what? People's opinions are different. So some people's opinion is, oh, great job, guys. Thanks for doing that. In fact, Johnson, you work at a thrift store locally, and they know it's an activist-owned thrift store, and people come in constantly giving you guys compliments.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get the people that like you, and then on the other end of that spectrum, there's the people that hate you.
Mm-hmm.
They hate you. They hate everything that you do. They hate you as a person because how dare you, you know, upset the apple cart and do things that might possibly change things because everything's just fine how it is. How dare you want to change things?
Right.
Free Staters have been called the single greatest threat to the state in New Hampshire, and that was a statement made by a Keene-based state representative.
Right.
And so if it weren't for the Keene activists,
how dare you want voluntary interactions between human beings?
That's really what it
all
breaks down to.
We only want violence, and we want to use violence against you as much as possible.
Yeah, that's what it breaks down to. So as soon as libertarians elsewhere start to have the same kind of effect on things as the libertarians in Keene and New Hampshire at large, then you'll see the same kind of pushback.
Right.
But for right now, libertarians everywhere else are not newsworthy. They don't do activism that makes headlines. Now, I'm making general statements. Every now and then you'll see, like, some of the folks in Austin, they'll make a headline here or there. But they don't ever threaten the system because a place like Austin is too large to be threatened by a handful of libertarians. But here, you know, we are actually in a position where people are talking about us.
Right.
And when people talk, they have different opinions, and some of them are angry, and some of them are hateful, and some of them are violent. And that is what Stop Free Keene is, essentially. So there you go. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Matt. He's in Virginia listening to Lynchburg's WLNI. Hey, Matt.
Hey, thanks for the call. Or thanks
for Yes, it's your call, and you're welcome to have it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you guys were talking about definitions early, and I really appreciate that. I'm a Christian myself, but it is so important when you're having conversations about worldview, you know, just like what is the definition of something, because sometimes we're using the same term and we mean something different by it. But anyways, I just want to add just an interesting fact from history. We were talking about the definition of atheism earlier on the show, and it's just interesting, as I took a church history class in school, you know, as you go through the early writings, that you have like Roman governors, you know, Roman officials that are talking about Christianity and trying to decide, is it a sect of Judaism? Is it something completely different? What do we do with this? Do we persecute this? Which is interesting from their view. They actually use the word atheism, you know, like they call early Christians atheists. And that kind of makes sense, you know, that Christians were rejecting kind of the status quo. They were rejecting the Roman gods.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's certainly true. And, of course, you know, the Christians, they believe in the triple God as opposed to the singular God, although it's supposedly three parts of one God or something like that. I don't really know. But, Matt, you said you are a Christian?
Yes, sir.
So you believe that it's one God but divided into three?
Yeah, one God and three persons. That's right.
Gotcha. So it's not really that different from, you know, the belief of the Muslims, who are very, very certain that it's a one God and not three gods. But ultimately, it just seems like quibbling over a minor detail.
Yeah, it's important in the Christian faith because it explains how salvation, you know, is executed. You know, like there's distinct persons, but in one God. And I know that doesn't seem logical. There's not really an earthly analogy for it, but it seems very faithful to what the Bible teaches on it.
Matt, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Keith. He's in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Keith.
Hi, I'd like to chime in about the girl who called in from Albuquerque. I've never experienced a demonically possessed snake either, but it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. God, however, has spoken through the mouth of an ass, and he continues to do so. As far as Johnson's atheism, I would like to ask if he's ever read Huxley.
Aldous Huxley?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Sand County Almanac?
It's been a while since I've read Huxley, but I always remember...
Oh, no, wait. Brave New World.
Why do you ask the question?
I'm just wondering, are you an atheist because of empirical evidence, or are you an atheist because something in religious belief steps on your toes? Because that's kind of where Huxley fell in. He actually said that if I was to follow the evidence, I would believe in God, but I want life to have no meaning because it frees me to pursue my lusts.
I don't think that way at all. I think following the evidence leads one to know God.
We could slug that out, but we need boxing gloves eventually.
Well, we'd have to do it another night anyway. I wish we had time for a slug fest, but we're short on it at the moment. Thanks, Keith. Let's go to Paul in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
So difficult to keep track of what's going on sometimes. I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I have to walk out of my trailer in the dark on the side of the road out in the middle of nowhere.
You're at a serious disadvantage right now, Paul, because you have 20 seconds, so go fast.
Okay, atheism. No. Theism. Theos. God. No God.
That is, exactly.
And you're running up You're running up against the first thing, the first thing.
The word serious.
Paul, call us another night. We can talk further on
the
this.
The word theos and theorem come from the same root. Anyway.
Out of time tonight. Ideas. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.